This is Digital Dave.
And I'm Fast Eddie.
And we have with us Master Sergeant, is that correct?
Chief Master Sergeant, Chief Master David McCormick.
Very good, from the U.S. Air Force. The Band of Air Force. Now, as soon as I saw that, I'm thinking Band of Brothers, but this is totally different.
Yes, this is band like you would think of music.
Right, right. So there's the guy in his F-16 practicing his trombone.
That would be great.
That would be great. You know, I would pay real money to see that, too.
Yep. I'd pay good money for that opportunity. The problem is the F-16 is a one-seater, so maybe we'd have to go with the F-15.
Well, that's what knees are for.
Yeah.
Well, you'd have to be careful with a trombone because you'd be banging on the instrument panel.
Exactly.
You might launch something.
Yeah. Whoops, didn't mean to do that.
So the Air Force Band, let me guess, you guys don't play Off We Go, right? The Air Force theme. You don't know that one.
Not at all. Not every day. No.
For hours.
That's one of the most important songs we play, right behind the National Anthem.
Well, you've got to have more than one band. You've got to have 50, I imagine.
The Air Force has 11 bands around the world. Everybody's heard of the one in Washington. There's one at the Academy out in Colorado. There's some around the States, then one over in Germany, and one in Japan.
Wow. And you guys are, you're all airmen as well as musicians.
We're all active duty airmen, full-time musicians.
So when you're not flying, you're playing the trumpet.
And the only time we fly is when we're going to performances.
Okay.
I could just see the jam sessions with you guys in the hangar.
I imagine they're a lot of fun. How many performances a year, typically?
A couple hundred for our band.
Wow. So I'm Mike Richter. I'm the director of operations for the band. We do about 250 unique performances every year.
Wow.
So a lot of those are ceremonies supporting our base leadership, and a lot of those are getting out into the public. So the mission of the band is to honor, inspire, and connect. So we honor military service. We honor veterans. We honor customs and courtesies of the military. We hope to inspire service to our country, so we're hoping to inspire some people this week here at Oshkosh.
Now, I'm curious. You guys have 11 bands, but the lineage of it, this all started when? Back in World War II with, say, Glenn Miller, perhaps?
So, yes, sir. I can speak to the lineage of our band. So the Army has had bands going back 150 years?
Oh, all the way back to the Revolutionary War.
So right. Somebody brought a trumpet with them, bugle.
Or a fife and drums.
Yeah, fife, there it is.
Yes, sir.
Big demand for fife bands these days.
Yeah.
And, of course, Major Glenn Miller toured all over the world during World War II. Our specific band is the Band of Flight at Wright-Patterson Air Force Base in Ohio, and they were started in 1942, and we've been continuously operating at that location ever since.
I imagine that it's kind of a badge of honor to be part of the Air Force Band.
Yes, sir. It's a small career field in the Air Force, and we are in great demand. It's a great job to be able to go out there and perform for the third prong of our mission is that connect piece. So we are the piece that goes out into the public and connects with the American people and thanks them because we would not be anything without the support of our people.
Do you guys, this is kind of an odd question, but do you travel with the president? Like if he flies to another country, do you guys go there to play the national anthem and the ceremony and all that stuff?
No, but we will frequently play arrivals
for
the president, especially our overseas bands. But we're not going to travel with them. We don't rate that. We're going to be flying coach and getting there a day early. And
wait a minute, you're flying? I figured they put you guys on a bus.
Yeah, bands always take a beating.
They often do.
Yes, we do.
Yes, sir.
Wow. How much do you guys practice when you're not performing?
Any day that we're not out doing a mission, we're rehearsing back in our building. And then the guys are practicing every day, the guys and gals, to keep their specialty and skills up.
What's the average size of a band?
Oh, we have 15 there at Wright-Patterson. There's 60-piece bands, and the band in D.C. is as big as 180.
Wow.
180.
Yes.
That's not a band. It's a whole orchestra.
It's a whole music production company, so to speak. They've got an orchestra. They've got a choir. They've got a band. They've got a jazz band. They've got a rock band. and all of these groups can work independently.
Wow. And we contact him for booking.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Can civilians request an Air Force band for some reason?
Absolutely.
Yes, sir.
That's interesting.
Yes.
So for, I don't know if you support funerals or things like that.
We do. There typically would need to be some sort of military connection
right.
for that. There obviously Congress has set out rules for what we can and can't do.
But I said I can't have you for my kid's birthday party.
No, sir. No. That would probably be a decline.
Darn.
Yes, sir.
Here goes that fantasy.
My kid's in the band, in the orchestra and band music.
Yes, sir.
I love it.
So
this week here at Oshkosh, we've got a lot of events planned. We've got two teams here this week. Flight One is our rock band. They're rock, country, pop. You name it, they play it. They're amazing. They will be performing in Boeing Plaza throughout the week. Our second performing team is the Spirit of Freedom Brass. These guys are incredible. They play all your ceremonial music, that Air Force song piece we were talking about.
Right.
But then they break into a New Orleans style brass band, and
okay,
they get everybody clapping and having a good time.
Yeah.
So if you're looking to hear the band, show up in Boeing Plaza any night, Monday through Saturday at 6:15, 6:30. As soon as that daytime air show is finishing up, we're going to start up. So we've got Flight One will be doing concerts most nights. There are two special events on Wednesday night. There's a special D-Day event going on in there, and so we'll have our brass group in there playing some music from the 40s while that goes on. And then several things happening on Friday for Veterans Day here at Oshkosh Air Show. Our brass group will be at the Veterans Breakfast first thing in the morning at 0700. They'll start playing. They will be supporting the Veterans Parade in the afternoon at 1:30 in Boeing Plaza. And the Honor Flight return that evening, we'll have our rock band out there playing patriotic music. They will also conclude the night with all the service songs and give all our veterans an opportunity to stand up and receive some appreciation.
That's fantastic.
The rock band, do they know Freebird?
Oh, God.
Yes, and they're probably asked at just about every gig.
Performance.
Yes, sir.
I want to hear Inagata De Vida.
Yeah, live.
Actually, I would love to hear you guys play Sing, Sing, Sing.
Yes.
It's one of my favorite 40 songs.
Sure.
They have that one as well.
Great
well,
horn
that's,
work.
That's his. I'm more of a Glenn Miller fan myself.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
There's any types. You guys recruit from throughout the Air Force, or do you, like when the guys are inducted into the Air Force, do they get asked, do you play an instrument?
So we're the only Air Force career field that gets to hand select all of our members, and we do so through competitive auditions. Most of our people are new, but we get cross trainees as well.
Interesting.
Could be fun.
Do you guys have a marching band?
We do. See, then that's,
I didn't
and that's when
that.
We talk about the big numbers. We put everybody together, and everybody gets to march.
Oh boy!
You'll have a singer carrying a pair of cymbals. You'll have a guitar player carrying a bass drum.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Everybody participates, and some people will just be holding them, but it sure looks good.
Yep.
Well,
full
that's
dress
the
uniform.
Key.
Full dress uniform.
Yes, sir.
Oh,
and when it's 100 degrees.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's when everybody has got bottles of water in their hats and wherever they can put them.
Ice packs in their pants.
Hey, that's a good idea.
Yeah. On a 100-degree day, it is a great idea. It's got to be heck, though, playing a trombone with an ice pack under each armpit. You know,
a day like today, I'd be willing to try. It's getting warm out there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
it's not bad,
to summer.
So... You guys ever perform in camo?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, really? We'll be doing that here all week.
So it's like Air Force undercover band. You'll never see us coming.
I hear music, but I don't know who's playing.
Right.
I don't
Where
even see
that?
Them.
Well, that's in keeping with stealth aircraft. Now you have a stealth band. You hear them, but you don't know where they are.
Yeah.
That's amazing. I mean, I wouldn't have thought it was such a big deal. But you never think about that stuff. You see them on TV, like you said, at an arrival or something.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I saw a concert on DVD one time, and they were not using printed sheet music. They had, like, iPods or iPads.
iPads, yeah, that's the new technology.
Is it?
And they'll have all of their music in there and just use a foot switch to flip pages.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's you'll wild. See our brass group doing that this week.
Must be fun trying to carry one of those and play an instrument.
Can I make a recommendation for a new band?
Yes,
I want
please.
A kazoo band. I would love to see that.
All right. Hey, I'll take it up with the general.
Yes, please yeah. do. You know?
We know that the Air Force has a sense of humor.
That's
all right.
I mean,
off
we go on kazoos would just be wicked.
That'd be wonderful.
And it'd raise a few eyebrows, but people would adjust.
That's right.
They better. You know, budget cuts.
That's right.
Maybe the Space Force can have a kazoo band.
There you go.
Because in space, we can't hear them play.
That's right. That's a good thing.
That's a blessing yeah, in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
All right. We've been speaking with Chief Master Sergeant
David McCormick.
David McCormick.
Yeah, they never
of the Air Force Band of Flight.
The Air Force Band of Flight, who will be playing out here on Boeing Plaza in the evenings after the Daily Air Show ends.
And don't forget his
so
buddy
be
here,
there
Michael,
or be square.
Mike Richter. He's also here, too.
He's the agent. He's the band manager.
That's Mike's right. the brains of this operation.
That's right. He gets to say, I'm with the band.
He gets a kickback from all of you.
Got the best job in the Air Force.
There you go.
Right on.
All right. Thanks again, guys. I'm Digital Dave.
I'm Fast Eddie, and this is EAA Radio.